Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, I want you to think about an experience that led you to having a great deal of clarity on what is truly important in life. Let me share a recent one that I had. About 2 years ago now, it became evident to my older brother and me that my mom and our mom could no longer live alone in her house. She had severe dementia and had become unable to care for herself, let alone take care of the house. Her condition had become serious enough that she needed professional care around the clock, far beyond what either my brother or I were equipped medically to provide for her. So we found a wonderful senior living facility near her home, actually the one that she and my dad always wanted to live in when the time came, as they used to like to say. Well, my dad passed long before that, and Mom kept thinking that she didn't need any help, you know, that the time hadn't yet come. But you see, that's the problem with dementia. You no longer think rationally. You cannot make right choices. So once we did get Mom settled in the senior living facility, and by the way, it wasn't easy. She wasn't happy. Dementia had changed her personality, so it was not a smooth transition like on the TV commercials. But once we did have her settled, my brother and I were faced with the task of cleaning out her house. Now, she and Dad had been there for over 55 years, and there were lots of treasures that had accumulated over the years. She loved pretty things, and she had beautiful displays of lots and lots of pretty things. So we spent several weekends, along with our spouses, sorting through the possessions and beautiful things, trying to decide what we would do with it all. So we decided we would take just a few things that were important to us, photo albums, a few mementos, the important papers, of course, but that the rest we would sell at auction, house contents and all. You see, even though for years, all of our lives, we had so loved all the things that made our original house a home when we were a family growing up, none of that mattered when it came right down to it. The only thing that mattered was my mom and her safety and care. We had complete clarity on that. She was the priority. She was what mattered. So with her safe, we could let the rest of it go. And we did. You know, maybe you have been faced with a similar situation in life, either with your parents or maybe with a spouse or maybe facing your childhood home. Or maybe it's been some time when you and your family faced a crisis. Maybe something like a tornado or a flood or a fire or something like that, where you were very clear that it was family, not things, that mattered. Those types of issues in life, those types of situations in life, you get clarity. Your priorities get really clear when lives are at stake. Clarity. Clarity is our sixth priority for living life to the fullest. The priority of clarity. To know what is really important in life. And conversely, what is ultimately rubbish, waste, and not important. We've been studying the 10 priorities for living life to its fullest, and we've been studying through the book of Philippians. And the Apostle Paul, of course, was writing this letter to his friends back in Philippi, and he was helping them understand priorities, priority of clarity. For Paul, he had accomplished the highest levels of learning and academia of that day. There were few people walking the face of the earth back in Paul's day who were better educated than Paul. You just couldn't find them. He was so highly educated. And on top of that, he was from one of the finest families in the Jewish culture. Paul lived and walked among the elite of that day in Jewish society. He had it all. He had it all, and he had it made. But then came his moment of clarity, when his priority for life changed, and everything else that used to matter to him became rubbish in his mind compared to his relationship with Christ Jesus. We'll see this in Philippians 3, starting in verse 4. Paul writes, "If anyone else thinks he has reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuted the church. As for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection of the dead. Clarity. Clarity. Paul had it. Paul had it. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Oh, that's not to say that education is bad or that beautiful things and possessions are wrong. Not at all. Not at all. It's just the priority of it. Clarity of priority is when we come to realize that all of that is completely inferior to the priority of knowing and loving and pursuing Christ, to fully enjoy life. It is not about the things around us. It is about the one within us. That is clarity, and that is living life to the fullest. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.